Welcome to the Wrestling Core Podcast, a place to hear all the things you need to know to be successful in wrestling. I'm the host and show producer, Trey Horton.
And I'm the co-host, Nick D'Estasio.
Today we have a special guest, Craig Cawthorn. He's joined us for our fifth and final episode of our multi-part series in Giving Back.
This is the Wrestling Core Podcast. Welcome back, listeners.
Welcome back. Welcome back.
Today we have a special guest. One you really know, Trey. One you know very well, Trey.
I do. He's a very good friend
he's
of
a very good friend of
mine. And was very good friend of my dad's. And it was only fitting to have him come on the show, especially since this whole series is in dedication to him.
Giving back as a topic.
There isn't anyone I can think of that resembles this more than our guest today. Every time I've ever seen him, that's exactly what he's been doing. In the wrestling community, every opportunity I've ever seen him, even when I go to his house, the dude's doing something to give back. So let me tell you everyone a little bit about Craig Cawthorn. First, he never wrestled in high school, ever. But he's been giving back for over 13 years at Mountain View's Takedown Club.
Mountain View High School.
Mountain View's a very tough wrestling team.
They're a very tough wrestling team.
In Lawrenceville, Georgia. For their Takedown Club, he served as the treasurer, vice president, and currently as the president. In the past, he served for over 9 years with Team Georgia.
As a volunteer for Team Georgia wrestling,
he served as their secretary. And for the past 9 years, he's been an at-large member with the ATA, or the Atlanta Takedown Association.
Craig, welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Do you want to take a second and tell everyone about yourself?
Sure, Trey. Thank you so much. This is indeed an honor to be able to be on the show. Giving back to wrestling is something that has really become at the core of who I am and has become at the core of my family. We were introduced to wrestling at the high school level when our son Kenny became a wrestler for Mountain View Wrestling. And I had never been in wrestling, as you mentioned. My version of wrestling growing up was throwing a chair off the top ring. So, you know, that's all I knew that anything having to do with wrestling. And little did I know that we would be to where we are today. Serving with wrestling and serving for wrestling gives so much back. It gives back to the person that's doing it. It gives back to others. And, you know, quite honestly, it gives back to our whole family. We look at what wrestling gives back, and I see the character that it builds. I look at the influence and the way that it has caused us to...
We lost you there for a second. I heard we look at...
With family, to talk with friends, and just how to live life. You know, my son has become a goal setter because of wrestling. Some of my closest and dearest friends are here because of wrestling. And it only makes sense to give back to a sport that has been able to give a lot to me and to my family.
Yeah, it's definitely not a popular thing for parents and families to give back. Usually they like to sit on the sidelines and watch.
Yeah, honestly, it relates to me as, you know, with me being a teacher too. It's like, you know, if you, parent involvement, you want your kids to be successful, you have to be involved with your kids as well.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, from the club level, and I know you've seen this with your work yourself at Peachtree Ridge and other places, but from the club level, getting parents to volunteer for events and to help out, that is quite frankly one of the most difficult jobs to source, is to get people to volunteer. And you know, we definitely saw that at the Team Georgia level too, getting people to volunteer for events and to help out. they always expected some sort of payment in return, whether it be, you know, monetary or whether it be free entry into the event. But giving back really goes beyond just volunteering and showing up to help set up a mat or help set up a camera. It goes to the core foundations of what I see that wrestling is. And that is a sport about caring. It's a sport about giving, and it's a sport about building character. And with building character, to me, volunteering is one of those biggest pieces to being able to build character.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of truth there, and I can't tell you how difficult it is to get parents to come out and volunteer. And the expectation of something in return is very true as well. What do you think about that, Nick?
Yeah, no, exactly. With the opportunities that are given now to wrestlers, you know, back then we didn't have that. You know, we were just being put on the spotlight here and there. You know, we have some online showcase, like Flow Wrestling, you know, highlight some of our athletes. But now we have more than that, you know, and especially in college, you have the NIL, you know, where athletes can be paid, you know, and that's more initiative for athletes now to, you know, to continue their careers after high school. And, you know, it goes also into that involvement of parents as well, you know, the effect of volunteering and taking that time. But Craig, what are some things of like new opportunities for parents now that they could take part of today that maybe you might have any ideas?
Yeah, you bring up a good point, Nick, because you talk about parent involvement. I remember my first years, and I say years, it was really the first year that I took to learn the sport, right? I didn't understand it. I didn't understand the sport, but at the same time, I was very motivational toward my kids' success. And I was one of those parents that sat in the stands and yelled at the referees and yelled at the tournament directors and yelled about everything that was going wrong. And I had totally missed the function of what that was about. And that was the spotlight on the kid and the spotlight on the sport. Once I learned that very valuable lesson, I was able to actually become a much better spectator, a much better sports parent. And I learned, that's really where I began to learn the value of volunteering. You know, one of the biggest things I heard growing up was, if you want to solve the problem, be a part of the solution. Don't just rant and rave about what the problem is. So for me, being a problem solver, or being one that likes to look at situations and say, how can this be done better? I figured the best way that I could do that was to step in and do it myself. And, you know, I made mistakes along the way. I made a lot of mistakes along the way. But when you're volunteering, people are very quick to forgive those mistakes and to help teach you to get to a better place. And I would like to say that because of my volunteering, I was able to make a positive impact on other people and on their experiences.
So outside of, you know, self-driven interest, what do you think is, or why do you think that volunteering is so important in the sport of wrestling?
Well, it's interesting that you said that, because wrestling is not a revenue sport, right? Wrestling is not the thing where you have your kid in school and you say, oh, my kid's going to go to school and they're going to get signed by a college team, and then they're going to go from college team to the NFL or to a Major League Baseball team. There is no professional route for taking apart from coaching, refereeing, or like in some of the cases of some of our Olympians now going into the WWE. But it's not revenue driven. So there's not an abundance of money. You don't have money where you can just pay people to show up and do the jobs that everyone else needs to get done. By being able to harvest our group of volunteers, we're able to really put on high-class, performance-based competitions that engage the clients, which are the spectators. They engage the athletes in getting them hyped up, because it is a school sport. It is a sport where it is very much, you know, revolves around the individual, but it also revolves around the team. And because that combination of individual effort toward team achievement, that gives you the ability to really step up and give a good showcase.
Right. So what are some ways that people that are looking to contribute and help out with the wrestling community can plug in? Where are some places, or how would they go about looking for those opportunities if they want to do more?
Well, you know, it goes back to, you know, starting at your local tournaments. I mean, these are grassroots efforts, right? There are a lot of places, like when I started with Mountain View was very much a brand new program. It had never been in existence before. I started year one of the school, and we sat in a room full of parents, and Coach Jim Gassman looked out over the parents and said, "Hey, I need help. I need to build a board of directors, and we need to be a support system for these kids, help raise money for uniforms, help raise money for entries into to tournaments, things of that nature." And he looked around the room and asked for people to help. Nobody wanted to raise their hand, because I think a lot of it was we were all new, but joining the board within the local club teams is definitely a great place to start. But boards are not always new, and they're not always open with positions. So a way that we go to our parents, I speak to our parents at the beginning of every year. We have a lot of first-time parents that show up. We have a lot of veteran parents that have been there through either multiple children, or their kids have come up wrestling through youth programs, or their transfers in where they've been wrestling for quite some time. And I talked to all of them about here are the things that you can do. One, support your child. Be in the stands, show up to competitions, and support and rally for your child and their team. Because no kid wants to sit and wrestle on the mat with no one cheering for them. No kid wants to be there unsupported. So the very base level that we can do that costs nobody anything except maybe the price of admission to get into a tournament is to show up and fill the seats and be a spectator and be a cheerleader for that team. Second is when your local club is putting on an event, volunteer. They need people in the concession stands. They need people to help with security and crowd control. They need people to help take money at the gate. There are lots of different roles to be done for live competitions. We've always been very successful in having parents show up to help roll out mats with the kids at the end of the tournament, to help roll mats back up and to clean up and to get things put back away where they belong. Some of the unsung heroes truly are the parents that show up to practice to pick up their kids and drive them to tournaments when a bus may not necessarily be in the realm of possibility for the school. But, that's from the parenting side, and from the local tournament side. But then when you really, really get into it, organizations like Team Georgia. Team Georgia is a great avenue for people to be able to volunteer and give of their time, because they are putting on these massive events, approaching multiple schools at once, and doing anything from small tournaments for novice wrestlers, kids that have never been in the program before, and parents that have never been exposed to it before. You can step in and you can help out with that. You can step in as a coach, learning the rules of the game, especially if you're a parent of a kid and you wrestled prior in your life. You can step in and help out as a coach. You can learn the rules as an official. Learning the rules as an official. Officials are a very tough thing to get these days. Officials get bombarded and they get lambasted for their calls. They get called idiots. They're threatened sometimes. But fulfilling that role of an official is one of the greatest things, because he's the one person standing out on the mat to make sure that both of those two kids are safe. So officiating is definitely another place where people can hop back in. But, quite honestly, the best way that parents can give back is, again, back to what we were talking about before, retrospection, right? this is your kid's opportunity. This is not the opportunity for the parent to relive their missed sports life or to relive their past glory. This is an opportunity for them to celebrate their kid and celebrate the program. And quite honestly, I think if more people got that message, they would be more into the volunteering role and helping to give back.
Yeah.
And the truth is, I mean, wrestling doesn't work without volunteers. You know, you said it earlier, it's not a money-making sport. And you go to these tournaments, some schools put on multiple tournaments a year because it's the only way they can fundraise and, you know, get any kind of money for their program, because sports like football and baseball just congested the area with sponsorships from all of the local businesses. So, you know, while other schools may be able to host a car wash and make more money in one day than some programs make, you know, hosting one tournament, every community is different. And especially with those communities, they need those volunteers. And I'm sure that if you're listening to this right now, your local wrestling team would love to have you come on as a volunteer in some way, shape, or form, because I'm sure they're always looking for somebody for something.
Yeah, and Trey, it really doesn't just stop at the local schools either. I happened to be on Facebook the other day, and I saw where Parkview has a new head coach, and he is stepping into that role, and he's going to be doing his best to try to build that program back up, because Parkview has always been a great place to go and wrestle and have a great team and have a great tradition of wrestling within the school. But when you're a new coach coming in and you've got new parents, you don't always have that support base. I reached out to him on Facebook. I said, if there's anything that I can do, let me know. You know, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, hey, how can we as ATA help them out? How can I get him plugged in with Team Georgia? Sometimes it's not about the actual doing, but it's about the networking. I think my networking contacts in the wrestling world are far greater than my business contacts have ever been, and they just seem to continue to grow. I mean, I was looking to fill a position in the Dallas area, and I reached out to Kat Balsh because I know she lives out there in that area, and she's a college teacher. I said, hey, Kat, if you know anybody that's looking for an IT position out in the Dallas area, how about letting me know, because I'd like to look for something like that. And I know that's not your traditional definition of volunteering, but I bring that volunteering back to the networking. When we can work together, even though Mountain View as my club and Parkview may go against each other head to head in a duel, or we may be competing for each other for team points at the state tournament. At the end of the day, making their program successful is going to make our program successful. One of the quotes that Jim Gassman uses all the time is, as iron sharpens iron, we become better. And we don't become better by just being a top-notch program. We become better by taking a top-notch program against a top-notch program. So you can do the same thing with volunteerism, right? You can have great volunteers with great volunteers, and you can create amazing things together. But in order to get the great volunteers, you just have to start somewhere.
Right. So would you – do you have a defining moment for you, like a period of time where you realized that when you were giving back, you were having like a serious impact?
Yeah. And you're going to hate this example. My favorite example of giving back, quite honestly, was at the state tournament down in Perry, Georgia. And we had a very special young man that was a wrestler in the community, and his name's Wyatt Pope. And Wyatt was going through a lot of battles with his cancer, and we were trying to find what can we as a community do to help them out. Obviously, you look at parents, you look at people in situations like this, you say, what can I do? What can I do? And nine times out of 10, there's going to be nothing that you can do. But we stopped and we thought, you know what? Hey, this family's going through a lot right now. Let's see what we can do to raise some money at the state tournament. We've got this great captive audience, and what an opportunity. So I went to your dad, Trey, and I said, hey, Rob, I said, I got this wacky idea. I said, what if we do a raffle, even if it's a 50-50 raffle, and it will set a goal for for that 50-50 raffle. And if we can raise X amount of money at the end of the day, we're going to shave you bald. And Rob goes, yeah, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And he walked off, right? And I was like, okay, we're doing this. And so we started setting everything up, and I made some announcements over the PA system, and we started raising money. I sent volunteers. I sent little kids out that weren't wrestling in that session. I sent them out selling raffle tickets. We happened to have some tear-off
tickets. I sent some little kids out that were in that session. You cut out again.
Oh, my bad. So I sent some little kids out to sell raffle tickets, and we started raising money left and right. We told people what the cause was, and we were able to start raising money. About that time, your dad comes back and says, wait a minute, what did I just agree to? And I said, dude, you just agreed that you were going to have your head shaved if we could raise $2,000 for Wyatt Pope and for their cancer fund. And he goes, oh, I wasn't really listening, but okay. And we kept doing it, right? We were making announcements. We were talking about your dad was serving as chairman of the board. And we were making announcements. Hey, we're shaving Robert's head at the end of this day. We're going to do everything that we can. Little did Rob know, I was calling people that weren't even at the event saying, hey, what will you donate? I'll put you down. You can just send your money in to Team Georgia. And Team Georgia was going to match the money that we received from the donations for the 50-50 raffle. And so that way we would basically have all of the money that we had raised and we could give to the Pope family. At the end of the day, not only did we meet the goal, but we far exceeded the goal. And the winner of that 50-50 raffle said, I don't want the money. Just leave it all with the fund for the Pope family. And your dad sat down in the middle of the floor between sessions, and Chuck Pope walked up. We had a pair of clippers, and Chuck Pope walked up and began to shave your dad's head and cried like a baby. And if anyone knows Chuck Pope, he is not a baby. He is a burly man and is very strong. But he was so moved by emotion that a group of people that for the most part, most of those people didn't know him or his family. But we all came together as a family and were able to raise money. And your dad sacrificed his beautiful, luscious head of hair for to be shaved and almost what you would say publicly humiliated. But at that moment in time, I watched your dad as tears streamed down his eyes as he was having his hair cut. And I remember telling him, I said, it's not that bad. He said, no, I'm just so proud of what we were able to do. And that right there to me is the epitome of volunteerism and being able to give back, because this truly is a family. Wrestling is family. And because of that, that's key motivation for so many people to be able to do what they do.
Love it. Love it. What do you think about Trey? I would have loved to see your dad bald.
Oh, we have pictures.
It was a sight to see.
But you can never diminish those things. You know, I know this series is dedicated to Rob's memory, and that's one of the main reasons I agreed to do it, because I don't really like Trey anyway. But I love his dad. I look at someone like Rob, and Rob was the sheer definition of volunteering. I know a lot of times Rob sacrificed his own family time. Rob sacrificed his vacation. Rob sacrificed everything to be a part of this sport. He even gave his foot for the cause at one point when he stepped on a rusty nail at the Georgia World Congress Center. But every time you turned around, Rob was doing something. Even from the time that I met him, and he came on board Team Georgia about the same time that I did. And when you look at what he did, he was the one that was there pulling mats off the truck, rolling mats out. The non-glamorous behind the scenes jobs that nobody really wants to do. Everybody wants to do the upfront and glory based jobs of announcing or you name it. But the behind the scenes work, the dirty work where you have to get your hands dirty and you walk out and you're sweating and you've sweated through all layers of your clothes and you've gotten everything set up. And at the end of the day, you're exhausted and you go back and you get 2 hours of sleep to come back at 5 o'clock the next morning to be ready to accept people in the doors. Those are the kind of things that people don't understand, but they have to be done in order to have quality professional events. And I saw Rob do that time after time after time. And he was my best friend. I looked to Rob, and I still to this day, when I get into a crunch and I'm trying to figure something out, I think, man, what would Rob do? Because Rob and I could always pull against each other and figure out ways to make something happen. And I was very, very, very pleased to have him as a pivotal part of my life. But you can't think volunteering in wrestling without him coming to mind.
Yeah, and even now, Team George is putting on big events like that, and they're looking for volunteers all of the time. All of the time. So if you're in Georgia and you listen to the show and you want to volunteer, reach out to one of the board members. You can go to teamgeorgiawrestling.com. You can find them on there. Those guys are always looking for help. They're all awesome. I know them all personally, so I can tell you right now they would love the help.
And I think it's important to remember, Trey. So, I mean, let's just go back to the giving back to wrestling piece. You don't have to have a kid active in the sport. You don't have to. You literally, all you have to do is be a willing vessel. If you're someone that's willing to show up and do whatever's necessary, that's the kind of help that's needed. You can go back. We've taken retired people. I think one of the best things that I saw, and another really great memory, was helping to host the traditional tournament at Perry and going down there to run that tournament for Coach Randy Moss at Perry High School. One of their announcers was a retired individual. He used to be a teacher, but he comes back and he helps announce for the football games. He comes back and he helps announce for the wrestling tournaments. And he gives back to that constantly. I mean, my son, Kenny, he hasn't been a wrestler for, you know, going on 6 years now, but I still work with the Mountain View wrestling team. Yes, my daughters are managers and they help with the wrestling managing, but Grace is a senior this year. Kaylee's a junior. They've only got a couple of more years left. Does that mean when they're gone, I'm going to stop? No, because quite honestly, it's about building that legacy. And if you go back and you look at what we've been able to accomplish as a team and as a group of fans, we still have fans that come back. We encourage the alumni to come back, and alumni will come back and give of their time. I know officials that will come in and donate their time. One of the tournaments that Mountain View puts on, if I can just give a shout to it, is the Walt Hennebaugh Tournament here in Gwinnett County. That Walt Hennebaugh Tournament is specifically a tournament where 100% of the profit proceeds from that tournament go to help a family in wrestling that is suffering from cancer or is dealing with cancer. And it's all And the tournament is all to the dedication of Walt Hennebaugh, who is the father of Bud Hennebaugh, who a lot of people say is the godfather of wrestling in the state of Georgia. And Walt Hennebaugh was the epitome of give back to wrestling. Mountain View has a mat that is titled Give Back to Wrestling, Walt Hennebaugh. And because this tournament's in his honor because he did die of cancer, and we have the ability to take an impact a life positively by volunteering. Officials volunteer their time. Vendors donate food. People volunteer their time to help run it. We get discounts oftentimes from track wrestling on running it because it's a not-for-profit kind of a tournament. So there are lots of ways that you can step back in and continue to give back. But I'm sorry, I didn't mean to run on such a tangent, but it's really important that people understand you don't have to have a kid in it, and you don't have to stop when your kid runs out. Just continue to give back and continue to contribute to the sport.
Yeah, I mean, it's very, very true. I mean, no one says you have to stop once your kids get out of it. I know several people that are still involved in the sport in some way, shape, or form, and they are their kids have long been out. They've long graduated high school and went to college.
Yeah. and you see the success of certain programs rise with the parent involvement. You know, it's not just great wrestlers, good athletes. It's, you know, they have parents and alumni that contribute, you know, when they ask for, you know, food drives or fundraisers, you know, you have those alumni that pitch in, you know, that helps pay for what, bus rides, clothes, awards, tournament entries. I mean, the list goes on and on.
So, Nick, I wanted to add one quick cautionary thing. You know, you brought up the point that's the success of programs is because of parent involvement. We've also seen a lot of examples of it across the state where programs that were once hugely successful fell into a massive decline because they had no parent involvement. We've seen programs get completely canceled out of schools because they've got no parent involvement. And that doesn't mean they can't succeed, but what you said is absolutely right. They can succeed so much better when it's in there. You take people like Coach Jose Helena and coaches like him who didn't have a big parent involvement in his school, yet he became that parent to a lot of those kids. He was picking them up to get them to practice. He was picking them up to get them to tournaments. He was taking them home afterwards. He was doing everything he could because he didn't have that parent involvement. And he had a lot of really great, stellar kids that came out of that program, but he never had a big, cohesive, giant success. Not that he wasn't successful, but he didn't have that giant success because he just didn't have anything more than him and his wife doing most of the work that it took to get by. So, you know, it took sometimes. We would have tournaments down there at Meadow Creek, and me and some of the members of the ATA or some of the members of Team Georgia would go over and help them with putting on a tournament just so that they could, you know, have something at their school and have something to be proud of. But, you know, just as much as parents can be a success, the lack of parents, the lack of volunteerism can also be very, very detrimental.
Yeah, I mean, that's very, very true, because they are the lifeblood of how the program runs. It doesn't matter how many wrestlers you have or how athletic they are or how much they listen to coach, or even how involved coach is. If you don't have parents involved in the program, there is no foundation to build the program on. So, but with that being said, I definitely want to take a second and thank you for coming on the show. It's been a wild ride, 5 episodes on giving back, and I think we've kind of hammered the point home. If you haven't listened to the first 4 episodes, please go back and listen to them. They're all different perspectives from other people involved in the sport in different places. But your perspective was definitely very unique for any of our guests on the show, and I really want to thank you for coming on.
It was an honor and a pleasure to be able to be on the show. And anything that I can do to give back to the honor of Rob and to give to the sport of wrestling, I will always do it. So thank you.
Yes, yes. There's no better way to end our giving back part 5 of this series.
I'm not going to lie. It's still a little tough hearing stories about my dad, but there's still no one I would have rather brought on this show than Craig Cawthorn.
Yeah. Craig's a great guy. You could tell in this whole podcast that he was just honestly just very passionate about this volunteering. And you don't get that a lot in this sport, you know, as much as it seems, you know, it's a lot of it is very self-centered in some aspects, especially with volunteering, you know, a lot. There isn't a lot of voluntary work that people want to participate in. So to see a different perspective, especially coming from Craig, was honestly very warming to me in a way.
It was definitely refreshing.
Yeah. Yeah. It sort of gives
me it's not every day you hear a parent, someone's never wrestled before a day in their lives, who has no vested interest in what they do outside of the betterment of wrestling just in general.
Yeah.
Come on and be able to talk about that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I mean, seriously, if Craig, who has never had any experience prior to having his son compete, had no experience of wrestling whatsoever, to where he's at now is just a sign of like just how devotion, you know?
Right. Well, you ready to move on?
Let's do it.
Challenge time.
we want to challenge you to take a second look at what's going on around you. Where are you volunteering your time to help put on the sport? What is a way that you feel like you can impact your local community? What is something you can do to help your local club? We want to challenge you to plug in today.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. It's always a pleasure in giving back.
Giving back is more than just a term to us. And we spent a lot of time prepping and planning the show because this is one of the ways that we give back outside of coaching as well. And if you have some peers or friends that, you know, you want to share the show with, you know, that's why we made it. We want people to listen and see what wrestling's really about. So thanks for listening, guys.
If you haven't already, please follow and subscribe so you can get the latest episode for free right on your phone. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you heard this episode.
Thank you guys for listening. This is the Wrestling Core Podcast.
Choose Top Network.